Former Virginia Governor Mark Warner has accepted.
The National Weather Service predicts more rain for much of Illinois today, which may make flooding conditions even worse. Governor Rod Blagojevich has already declared 15 Illinois counties as state disaster areas. Officials believe the towns of New Harmony and Hazleton in southwestern Indiana are safe from floodwaters on the Wabash and White Rivers. Meanwhile, areas hit hard by last weekend's flooding in central Indiana were spared more troubles from Friday's storms across the area. Hamilton, Park, Putnam, and Randolph counties in Indiana have been added to the disaster declaration for recent flooding and tornado damage. That makes 26 Indiana counties now eligible for federal assistance to homeowners, renters, and businesses. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says the Future Gen project in Mattoon will stay alive. Yesterday, Durbin met with local supporters of the $1.8 billion low-emission coal plant in Charleston. He says the work on Future Gen will continue, although the U.S. Department of Energy terminated the project just 2 days ago.
We're hopeful that a new administration, which will be in place in just a few months, will keep this ball rolling forward on Future Gen. The good news is that local support is very strong. All of the millions of dollars of effort, all of the legislation that we passed in Illinois is not going to be wasted.
Durbin says Senator Barack Obama also supports Future Gen, and he's confident that if Obama should become the new president, Obama will do everything to make the project a reality. Durbin says as of now, however, Congress can only wait until January 2009 when a new administration will take office. Senator Barack Obama, who has left Trinity Unity Church of Christ, plans to celebrate Father's Day today by taking his family to the Apostolic Church of God near his home in Chicago's Kenwood neighborhood. Obama visited Quincy yesterday to see the flooded areas along the Mississippi River for himself. And Chicago's Independent Police Review Authority says it's investigating yesterday's fatal shooting of a man by police on the city's south side. The Cook County Medical Examiner's Office has identified the dead man as 26-year-old Devin Young. It's 72 degrees outside our studios at 7:06.
From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Widespread flooding continues to devastate communities across the Midwest. A levee breach in Des Moines yesterday flooded a neighborhood of more than 200 homes, a high school, and about three dozen businesses. In Iowa City, where flooding has forced 24,000 people from their homes, the Iowa River is projected to rise another 5 feet before it crests later this week. In Coralville, Iowa, resident Jenny Parrish wanted to know, why Iowa?
What did we do to get on Mother Nature's bad side?
This is a case where Mother Nature has thrown us some curveballs.
Brett Voorhees is the spokesman for Iowa's Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management. We reached him in Des Moines.
We won one in Cedar Falls where the water came in a little lower than expected, but in Cedar Rapids they had a bubble along the Cedar River that hit them along with flash flooding of 5 inches of rain that same day, so that resulted in significant damage downtown. So we still have about a week of a flood fight ahead of us in Iowa, and then we will start an enormously long recovery process.
Friday afternoon, the floodwaters washed away a massive iron bridge in Sutliff, Iowa. The Sutliff Bridge was 110 years old. It was on the National Registry of Historic Places. Sarah Branneman's family owned the building next door for decades. She still works at the restaurant there, and she's also a member of the Bridge Authority.
Sitting on the front porch of the store, you can see the half of the bridge left. The first span is gone. For as big of a structure as it is, we would have never thought that it would have collapsed the way it did.
Branneman says the bridge was at the center of the Sutliff community.
You know, it really touches a lot of people. Last night, the Bridge Authority was presented with about $75 from some neighbor kids who had set up lemonade stands, selling lemonade, cookies. The bridge meant a lot to them, even as children. You know, I think that shows a lot for the community.
Joining us now is Iowa Governor Chet Culver. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you very much for having me.
You declared 83 of Iowa's 99 counties disaster areas. What can you tell us about the damage from the flooding?
It's indescribable. It's absolutely heart